Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, August 2nd, 2017. The Coast Guard has signaled that it will not abide by President Trump's transgender ban in the military. Then I'll have your Saint of the Day and stock market report. The legislative push for euthanasia has increased, but fortunately is not making any headway. And updates on Typhoon Noru. Military.com is reporting that Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Paul Zukunft has indicated that he has no intention of obeying President Trump's directive that transgendered people are no longer to be admitted to the military. Admiral Zukunft spoke at the Center for Strategic and International Studies yesterday morning, saying that upon finding out about the president's intentions, his first action was to reach out to transgendered guardsmen. Quote, I reached out personally to Lieutenant Taylor Miller, who was featured on the cover of the Washington Post last week. If you read that story, Taylor's family has disowned her. Her family is the United States Coast Guard. And I told Taylor, I will not turn my back. We have made an investment in you, and you have made an investment in the Coast Guard, and I will not break faith. Admiral Zukunft said he also contacted Department of Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, who then reached out to Defense Secretary James Mattis. As of now, there have been no further directives issued as far as the implementation of this policy goes. Also standing in opposition to the transgender ban are 56 retired generals and admirals who signed a letter, which was released by the Palm Center, a San Francisco-based nonprofit which promotes the study of gay and transgender service members. The letter also notes that 2 4-star generals and former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, retired Army General Martin Dempsey and retired Navy Admiral Mike Mullen, also have publicly supported transgender service members. And now it's time for your market report. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 73 points, and as of right now, is up 18 points at 21,982. The NASDAQ yesterday closed up 15 points, and as of right now, is down 31 points at 6,332. The S&P 500 yesterday closed up 6 points, and as of right now, is down 7 points at 2,470. In the world markets, the Japanese Nikkei closed up 95 points, and the Hong Kong Hang Seng closed up 67. The London FTSE 100 closed down 12, and the DAX in Germany closed down 69. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Peter Julian Aimard. Jesus has prepared not just one host, but one for every day of our life. The hosts for us are ready. Let us not forfeit even one of them. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Peter Julian Aimard. You're listening to Crusade News.
Patrick Henry was famous for a lot more than give me liberty or give me death. But if you're waiting for Hollywood to put that on film, you may as well wait for the next Ice Age. That's why I started Founding Father Films. Hi, I'm Mike Church, and I invite you and your family to see and hear the greatest stories never told in my movies, The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence, on DVD and CD, and available now at Amazon.com, MikeChurch.com, or call 866-483-3833.
Peter Julian Aimard was born in 1811 in France, a country which was still suffering the fallout from its tumultuous revolution. From his early years, he had an immense devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, but good health was somewhat lacking. His second attempt at religious life was successful, however, and in 1839 he professed vows in the Society of Mary. Father Aimard was an energetic, hard-working priest who, although drawn to a contemplative existence, was gifted with his ability to teach, organize lay societies, and preach missions. During a Eucharistic procession in 1845, he was struck with such an immense devotion to the Blessed Sacrament that he left the Marists and founded the Congregation of the Blessed Sacrament. His series of writings on the Eucharist are well worth reading. Father Aimard died of a stroke in 1868 at the age of 57. St. Peter Julian Aimard, pray for us. Life News is reporting that according to a research study by Tarleton State University's Dr. Jacqueline Abernathy, there has been a massive increase in the amount of pro-euthanasia legislation. This is despite the fact that fewer than 1% of all pro-euthanasia bills actually pass. Dr. Abernathy will be presenting her analysis at the 2017 National Euthanasia Symposium in Toronto in October. She found that of the 213 assisted suicide bills that have been introduced since 1994 in 36 states and the District of Columbia, 43 of those bills, 20%, were introduced just this year in 26 states, and all failed. Of the 26 states introducing legislation to approve euthanasia in 2017, Indiana was the only state seeking legalization for the first time. Dr. Abernathy has also noted that persistence in introducing euthanasia legislation has not increased the likelihood of success, whether multiple bills are introduced in one legislative season or a single bill has been reintroduced over years. Earlier, I reported on Typhoon Noru, the world's largest storm, which at one point was rated a Category 5, but had weakened to a 2 yesterday. Well, the storm, which is on track to strike Japan's Ryukyu Islands and southwestern Japan this weekend, has now strengthened to a Category 3 hurricane as of this morning, U.S. time. Areas of Japan have already come under high wave advisories. Weather Channel meteorologist Domenica Davis expounded on Typhoon Noru today.
115 of the winds right now with gusts of 145 miles per hour. Now, as we move through late this week, southern Japan, including Okinawa, they are going to get hit with some pretty big winds. We could see wind gusts as high as 90, 100 miles per hour with this monster of a storm. And it's not just southern Japan that will see the effects of this. South Korea, you could also see the effects of Typhoon Noru. There's a look at the track, and you can see by Saturday, those winds go up to 120 miles per hour. Now, here's a look at some of the rainfall we could see in through next week. It's not just the winds, but major rain on the way, over a foot.
In this Celestial Musings, the Apostolic Church of God in Chicago is coming under fire after having banned one of its female members who married her female lesbian partner. Pastor Byron Brazier called the woman out in his sermon, saying,
"A prominent member of this church married a woman of the same sex."
Brazier continued the sermon, saying, quote, "I spoke to her earlier, late last week, and explained the church's position on gay marriage, which she knew. She understood, and she accepted that she could no longer be a member of the Apostolic Church of God." Except, well, she didn't. The anonymous expelled member, who admitted to feeling shamed and humiliated by Pastor Brazier's sermon, rather than accepting the ramifications of her actions, rather than being prompted to think twice about what she had done, decided to use her situation as a springboard for some LGBT activism. On Sunday, a group of LGBT activists who took up the member's cause showed up outside the Apostolic Church of God to protest the expelling of this member.
"We are the church."
Her grandmother was a member, her mother was a member, and she was a member for 30 years.
Yes.
All of this ended last week because she made the decision to marry her partner.
Okay, you know what? It should have ended right there. Seriously. Everybody should have simply nodded their heads, said, well, she made her choice. Great. This is what free will is all about. Let's move on. But of course, you know, it doesn't work that way. Do they think that when they die and go to their judgment, God is going to take out a family history and say, well, your great-grandmother made it to heaven, and your grandmother made it to heaven, and your mother made it to heaven, so great, come on in. You've got the right pedigree to belong here. I don't think so. This woman had a choice to make as a member of this church, which for at least 30 years she accepted as the voice of God in her community. In love, the pastor spoke to her and warned her that her soul was going to be in eternal jeopardy if she took this action, and as an example of the spiritual estrangement from God that she would create if she entered into this union, the pastor used what we might consider something of an excommunication situation to hopefully reawaken her conscience. Kudos to this pastor. And thank you, Pastor Brazier, for attempting to protect your flock. Now, the pastor did not say she is not welcome to show up at the church. He said she is welcome to visit at any time. But membership, as long as her situation is the same, cannot be extended to her. How different is this than the statement of faithful bishops, like Bishop Thomas Papraki, who said that those who are in mortally sinful, irregular situations are not to participate in the sacraments, but are still welcome and encouraged to attend Mass?
We just felt it was embarrassing to the member.
Ma'am, I'm sure it was embarrassing to the member of that congregation. But the pastor spoke to the lady privately beforehand, making sure to try to bring her back to Christ quietly before taking the issue to the church. As she was persistently obstinate in her sin, he had an obligation to address the situation so as to prevent his flock from being scandalized. Embarrassed, you say? She wasn't embarrassed to give God the proverbial finger in publicly flouting his design for marriage and sexuality. Embarrassed? She was more concerned about her reputation than about the state of her soul, obviously, as she continued on and married her lesbian partner after her pastor begged her not to. Embarrassed? She's more concerned about her own feelings than about the aching heart of her pastor, who watched a beloved member of his flock place herself in a mortally sinful state. So I'm sorry if she was embarrassed before her fellow humans. She's going to feel a lot worse when she comes before Almighty God of heaven and earth. And why was she embarrassed? I thought this movement was all about pride. Why didn't she stand up in the middle of that church and say, "You bet I married her, and I'd do it again, come what may. This is my choice." Instead, she chose to complain and make waves because her feelings were hurt over the revelation of something she chose for herself. How does this make any sense?
Bueller? Bueller?
This cannot be tolerated. Do not discriminate against anyone, because God loves all people, and love is love.
Love is love? What does that mean? Love is God hanging on a cross to save your soul. Yes, God loves all people. But he also loves us too much to let us stay as we are. It's truly sad that these people are now so blinded that they cannot recognize a pastor being a good shepherd when they see one. Someone needs to break it to this lady that entrance into heaven is a discriminatory process. We don't all make it. Even Jesus said so, repeatedly. If you aren't going to believe the words of your God and Savior, then I really don't know what to tell you. God loves everybody, without discrimination, and he will watch them with his loving eyes and aching heart as they throw themselves into the pit of hell because of the choices that they have made in their lives, choices that were not for him, but for themselves. Would this lady also argue that a parent should never discipline a child, and that parents who discipline their children do not love them and are discriminating against them? I would hope not. Pastor Brazier acknowledged the protesters.
Now, we recognize that there are those in this country who have different beliefs. There are those that came to protest. But we came to worship.
You know what? You keep on keeping on, Pastor Brazier. And might I shamelessly suggest you consider taking a look at the Holy Roman Catholic Church? I think you'd be a good fit. Your contributions are welcome. If you have a news tip, send it to news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned now for the True Money Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust.